नमस्ते, आई एम झमबहादुर थापा, अ मल्टीलिंगुअल इंग्लिश टीचर. आई हैव बीन टीचिंग फॉर 16 इयर्स एंड नाउ आई टीच इन अ पब्लिक सेकेंडरी स्कूल इन तनहू. टुडे इन दिस पॉडकास्ट आई एम गोइंग टू शेयर माय एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड रिफ्लेक्शंस ऑन इम्प्लीमेंटिंग प्रोजेक्ट बेस्ड लर्निंग इन रूरल इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज क्लासरूम्स. Let's get started. The population of students in my school is very diverse, ranging from different linguistic, ethnic, cultural and religious backgrounds. They mostly speak Nepali, Magar, Darai, Kumal and Newari languages. Most of them represent lower middle class families from farming backgrounds, so teaching English to the heterogeneous population comes with both opportunities and challenges for me. While I learn about cultures, indigenous knowledge and languages, I also face challenges to enhance their English language proficiency in the under-resourced context. Additionally, students' involvement, dropouts, irregularity in schools are some of the challenges. Despite these challenges, my students and I have been able to try out some great approaches and activities. In this blog post, I'm going to share my experiences and reflection on implementing project-based language learning with the students in grade 8. So, the why behind project-based learning. There are various approaches, methods and techniques in language teaching, learning, and project-based learning is one of the preferred methods among students and teachers. According to Ghimire, project work is one of the most popular student-centered techniques, which centers on the completion of a task and which usually requires an extended amount of independent work either by an individual student or by a group of students, Ghimire 2024 stated. Confronting heterogeneous and unmotivated students, I was almost hopeless about how to engage them effectively in teaching activities. However, I thought of giving project-based method a try, since project-based exercises are provided in each unit of textbook, but they have never been practiced due to limited class time. I found that project-based activities promote collaboration, creation, and cooperation in learning. It also promoted student-centered learning as they learn engaging in real-life-based assignments. Moreover, the curriculum has recommended project-based activities in grades 6 to 8. Now, let's talk about the how behind project-based learning. There were several projects in English textbook, and I selected the project works which they could do in classroom or beyond. Firstly, I piloted by engaging students in preparing weekly timetable. They accomplished the task and presented it in the class. In the second phase, I divided the class into four teams and assigned them the project of observing local festivals, preparing posters, and presenting them in class. They divided tasks among themselves, making sure that they each had their group leader. To make learning authentic and contextual, I generally set project works during the festival times. They selected local festivals such as Janai Purnima, Krishna Janmashtami, Tij, Bada Dasai, and Tihar. In the planning phase, they brainstormed and made plans, followed by observation of the festivals, whatever was possible. In the poster preparation phase, they engage in series of discussions and talks. Their conversations were interesting as they discussed Nepali and translating their ideas into English in developing the posters with some code switching of cultural words like Janai, Mantra, Vartavandra, etc. It shows how multilingual students use their whole linguistic resources in learning English language, which aligns with the idea of translanguaging. Not only words, but they also represented the festivals by drawing nice pictures. Before the presentation, they rehearsed in their groups, which generated a lot of conversations, negotiation, and collaboration. Then, they presented their posters mostly in English, also using cultural words in Nepali. Students also served as evaluators, assessing their peers' presentations, eventually offering feedback to the presenters. This practice was a pedagogical shift, sharing teachers' authority with students, making them active and accountable of their own learning. Their projects truly brought together students to collectively engage in knowledge exploration, negotiation, presentation, including assessment. It generated lot of listening, speaking, reading, writing, including visual representing their ideas. Most importantly, students were active in the process of learning. Similarly, they learned both English as well as contents based on the given projects. Now, let's talk about my students and my feelings and reflection. Engaging in project-based learning during my teaching sessions contributed significantly to my professional development, resulting in successful teaching experiences, achieving my objectives, making students more active, made the class enjoyable, and enhanced the quality of English language teaching ELT, requiring my role as a facilitator. The classroom dynamics, students' collaboration, and learning the outcomes of the projects were so rich that I wish I could invite other colleagues and the head teacher to witness the possibilities of project work learning in under-resourced context. Similarly, the project offered the multiple learning opportunities ranging from English language learning, content learning to life skill development. It really boosted their confidence level in being accountable for their own learning. They learned important life skills such as teamwork, collaboration, time management, oral presentation, evaluation, and feedback giving skills. Similarly, they learned a lot from each other. For instance, the following groups learned presentation skills from the first group and so on. I also think that project work offers multiple learning experiences, catering students multiple intelligence. For example, those students who were not comfortable in writing and speaking were actively participating in drawing and decorating the posters. So, it offered multiple roles and opportunities for them to choose and work on something they were comfortable with. Now, let me talk about some systematic limitations. The project-based learning promoted active learning with fun. I like to design project-based learning opportunities as much as possible in my classrooms. However, the current curricula, textbooks, and time schedule are challenges to me. A class session of 55 minutes is not conducive for project-based learning activities. asking them to walk in school after my class session is rarely possible as their schedule is tight in school. Walking out of school was also not always possible as they lived in different locations. Likewise, giving more class sessions to the project would leave less time for textbook completion. So, I was able to implement only 3 to 4 project-based activities in an academic year. As students are assessed based on textbook knowledge, textbook completion is an obligation for me. Additionally, inadequate access to references, resources, and teaching materials complicates the applications of project-based learning. So now my conclusion. Project-based learning promotes student-centered learning, hence active learning. According to Joshi and Powdell, project-based language teaching gives significant attention to the learning in a natural way by taking part in projects. Joshi and Powdell, 2020, stated this. It offers opportunities for experimental learning, engaging students in activities that stimulate all 5 senses, including thinking processes. This method supports direct and active learning, creative and critical thinking, collaborative skills, and nurture communications for problem solving. It also opens up opportunities for planning, information accessing and processing, life skills such as preparation and feedback giving skills. Additionally, it empowers students to explore knowledge and express their ideas and perspectives through words, visual and posters. Project-based activities promote holistic language development by integrating listening, speaking, reading, and writing. While the curriculum emphasizes the use of project-based learning, the class time, obligation to textbook completion, and lack of resources are some of the challenges to its implementation. Given its benefit to students' engagement and learning, teachers and students need to find some creative ways to engage in project-based learning. Thanks for listening.